Good afternoon. This is Feminist International Radio Endeavor at the AWID conference in Cape Town. And today we are with Huzan Mahmoud from Iraq, who is going from the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq. And we would like to know a little bit more about you and your organization and what you've thought of this conference.
Yes, well, I'm from Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq, as you said, and we are very active on the ground as well as internationally to highlight the plight of Iraqi women, particularly after with the start of the American invasion. And now that Iraq lives under occupation and that the situation of women is far more deteriorated than before, there are no rights, no freedoms for women, and that Islamist organizations are taking power. Islamist militias are actually terrorizing women. And basically the US and UK government, they imposed a government against the will of the people of Iraq. And it's a highly patriarchal, tribal, and religious government. And it offers no hope for Iraqi women. We had a very bad dictator before, Saddam's regime. He was a fascist dictator. But even though after the fall of his regime, the situation of Iraq is not better at all, and the entire society is kind of distracted. It's been hit by poverty. We have more than 2 million widows, and a lot of women are being forced into prostitution. A lot of trafficking of women and children is happening in Iraq. So you can see all kinds of problems and new phenomena are emerging in Iraq, which did not exist before.
For example, how does the invasion of from the US and the UK affect women, especially? What was life before and what is life now?
Yes, well, for those who have lived under dictatorship, they know how hard it is, especially aggressive dictators like Saddam's regime. We did not have any political freedoms. We did not have any freedom of setting up organizations that made by people. Everything should have been within his regime and in defense of his regime. Very oppressive. But now, after the invasion, there are the emergence of some civil society organizations, including women's organizations and movements. But unfortunately, the scene is very much dominated by religious, right-wing, and tribalist organizations that belong to the government as well. But there are labor movement, labor organizations. We have women organizations that are very liberated, very progressive, very secular. We are one of those. Organization of Women's Freedom is being basically established on the basis of fighting for no less than full equality between men and women, secular constitution. We demand secular state, secular constitution. Basically, we are fighting for an egalitarian society in Iraq to emerge, and that we do not want a theocratic, religious-based regime or a Islamic Sharia law in Iraq. And that right now we've launched a campaign in the northern part, in Kurdistan of Iraq, against polygamy. Polygamy, which allows a man to have more than 3 or 4 wives at the same time. So we are fighting at all fronts, basically. We are lobbying, we're campaigning, we're exposing the government's reactionary agenda. They try to basically retreat women and their demands and their aspiration for equality. The situation of women, I mean, at all levels, they didn't have security, so there was a lot of kidnapping and killing, and so-called and honor killing is rising. And again, the laws are very discriminative against women. So, you know, you see, after the occupation, they installed this regime. As I said, it's highly tribalist, highly reactionary and religious. So they bring all the laws that are against women, that are based against women and very discriminatory as well.
Do you have any links with women's groups in the United States to you know, help you and make the American people understand what their invasion is doing to the people of Iraq?
Well, as I said, activists, including myself and the president of the organization, Yanar Mohammed, and so many other activists on the ground and worldwide, we have been exposing this situation of women in Iraq and in Kurdistan, and we have established links with various organizations across the world, particularly in America, and so we are trying to highlight the plight of Iraqi women everywhere that we can, and to show the world that the occupation only brought much more misery to people. It only brought slavery of women, oppression, basically nothing more.
And ironically, more Islamic fundamentalism. Definitely. Which is supposedly what they were trying to fight, right?
Exactly. The US. I mean, before we like in Iraq, there was no such thing as political Islamist groups or militias. Mm-hmm. Now it's full. Now, yeah. In fact, this occupation strengthened Islam, political Islamic organizations, not only in Iraq but worldwide. It gave them more power and more legitimacy. You know,
this is very important to highlight. And
yes.
And what do you think about Obama? Do you think there will be a change?
Well, let's hope so. But for me, it's just changing a person, changing in one person. But the administration is the same. It's basically America is an imperialist country, is an imperial power. And they always try to basically affirm their supremacy over the world. Look at Latin America, look at the Middle East, look at all these problems that they have created for so many decades. And having Obama a different color, a different attitude, I hope it can make a difference, but I'm not so optimistic. It's about the system. Changing person does not mean much for me. The system should be changed, you know, as well.
Yes, I think. And what have you thought about this conference? Have you been able to strategize or link with other?
It's a good conference to me. I mean, it's good for women as well to have a voice, to have gatherings, international gatherings, to network. I mean, for us, it was good to network with various women activists from around the world. We do not get the opportunity to meet with a lot of people, and it's not so easy for women as well to get opportunity to meet with various progressive organizations and network with them and strategize. But then I think it's so much as well on the agenda of the conference, which make it a bit difficult to be able to participate in a lot of seminars or a lot of discussions, because a lot of things are going on at the same time and clashes as well. So you might want to be in three of them at the same time, and you can't because everything is clashes again. But I think it's a good step forward, and I hope in the future this can be expanded more, and that this forum could be held in several other countries, particularly in the countries where there are problems as well, to highlight the issues of those countries.
That's a good recommendation that you should make to AWID,
we'll
right?
We'll do that, yes.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to say now that you have an international audience?
Yes. Well, I just wanted to thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to highlight our issues. And I would like to call upon, you know, every concerned citizen in this world to basically give attention to the plight of women wherever they are. I think violence against women is a global problem, and it is the biggest crime that is happening, and it should be not allowed under any excuses. We should stand up against violence against women wherever it occurs, and the governments are responsible when violence takes place against women.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.